T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:16, one thing we love about talking to Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish, is she is herself. She is just Cynthia Lee Sheng and also happens to be president of Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Cynthia? Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's the anniversary of the Superdome. Do you have a favorite Superdome memory?
Oh, I don't know. I remember it being built. I remember, you know, being in the car with my parents driving down there and watching it, you know, being built. I probably didn't understand the magnitude that was and watching that being built. But let me tell you, I got to give my mother is one of the oldest Saints fans in history. Her name is on the statue. She's had season tickets.
Really?
The first season. Yeah, she still buys 5 tickets. She's one person and she still buys 5 season tickets.
That's awesome.
So she will not give them up. Being with my parents in the dome and for the Saints game, I mean, obviously, it's such a family event.
Were you there for the NFC Championship game?
I was not.
Oh,
I was
no.
Not.
That was my all-time favorite. Garrett Hartley hit the field goal, and then the end zones knew it was good first, and then you could hear it go around the room. Anyway, tell me about Jefferson Parish. Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, big success?
Grand Isle was incredible. You know, I was the president of this mm-hmm. year. My dad was president in 84, so he was with me all weekend, and just it was the fact that we could put this rodeo on this weekend after everything that island has been through since Ida has hit. It just speaks to the incredible amount of teams, you know, not just our teams, but state teams, Entergy linemen, you know, all kind of nonprofit volunteers. We still have volunteers. 77 volunteers for Iowa enjoyed the rodeo with us. They're still there rebuilding. It was incredible, and you could just feel it. It was just a success that we were able to do it. It really was, and it spoke to our resilience and the people on that island. So we had a great time.
Being there in October, I can't believe that it happened. I really can't, but it did.
165 pound tarpon.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was big.
That's almost as much as I weigh. Somebody texted in here about Lafitte, going crazy in Lafitte insurance. People are being dropped with insurance. Everybody's making it hard to stay down here. A lot of people are selling and moving, but nobody's buying in Lafitte. They need help in Lafitte. What is the situation in Lafitte, hard hit by Ida? I think you said, I remember talking to you right after Ida, and that it was hard for you to even comprehend how far the water went and the damage. What is the situation there with rebuilding and insurance throughout the parish, et cetera?
Yeah, Lafitte for Ida, you know, took over the whole area of Lafitte. I mean, it just took over. And when the national media was there and you'd have to get in the boat to go in Lafitte, I'm like, this is highway. This is never, the water has never come this high before. So just inundated. And I think the story of Lafitte is the same in areas outside of the hurricane levee protection system. The flood insurance is just going to get prohibitively expensive. We're looking at that, you know, it's being calculated in a different way through the NFIP, and that's something that's very concerning to us because it'll just increase. The limit is 18%, but it can go up another 18% next year and the following year. So, you know, I'm very scared when it gets to year 3, 4, people are going to have to make hard decisions, and we don't want homeowners to have to go back to renting because of high, you know, flood insurance. But one thing I did want to talk about, which is a bright spot for us in Jefferson Parish especially, is that there is a volunteer program that you can get into. It's called, we call it CRS, Community Rating System. And the parish can go through a lot of activities to get credits. And this is a little known fact that even people in Jefferson Parish don't know. We score very high on this community rating system, and it allows us to get a 25% discount on flood insurance premiums through the NFIP. Actually, there's only about 1,700 communities that participate, and there's only about 25 communities that rank higher than Jefferson Parish. We're in the top 2%. It's something we're very proud of. We have a floodplain management team here who does a lot of activities and to get those scoring and to get us high. And so we try to help ourselves as much as we can, certainly, and we are. We're top tier on that level of what we can do for ourselves, but again, for risk rating 2.0, this is a national issue that, you know, our federal delegation is working on for us.
All right, let me
and
take...
that is threatening to us, flood insurance, obviously, as a community.
Absolutely. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. If you have any questions, you can use the Oakman Heart Jeweler talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Then you don't have to hang on hold, and I'll pass the questions along. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 825 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Hot, humid today, an increased chance for showers, 70%. And some of that rain could be locally heavy and maybe some minor street flooding or not. It's summertime in New Orleans, right? We're talking to Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. Let me get to the Bridge City Youth Center, the prison there. What's going on there? Have you seen some of the things happen that the state said they were going to do? Or tell me about that.
Yeah, the governor has committed to reducing the population by about half is what he said, and I believe all that is happening. I did hear that, you know, they some of the inmates were being moved to other areas, and obviously the most dangerous ones, and the and then some of the people who were, you know, obviously arrested for lesser crimes were probably going to stay. So that, to my knowledge, is still happening. The reduction and additional police are there to monitor it. So we have not had, thank goodness, any events since the one a couple weeks ago.
Has there been any verification of this by Jefferson Parish at all, or can you, or is it just a state facility?
I don't have the latest numbers, but right after that, I did hear that they were moving. They were moving some out. I did hear that through people. Yes,
all right. Let's talk about libraries. What's going on with the libraries?
Yeah, we have some fun events coming up at the library. First, one of my most favorite events that the library hosts every year is the Adult Spelling Bee on August 17th at the East Bank Regional Library at 7 p.m. You can just show up. You don't have to register. This is near and dear to my heart, Tommy, because I'm going to get personal. I lost a spelling bee in the second grade at St. Angela Merisi. I got down to the final two kids, and the word was would. I'm like, would you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. And I was like, going to spell it on the chalkboard, and there was that L in there. And I'm like, yeah, there's no L in would. And I left it out. And so every time I hear a spelling bee, it's like a little traumatic to me. But no, it's great. I learned to, you know, you got to go with your instincts. So Spelling Bee, East Bank Regional, August 17th at 7 p.m. And then our library has incredible digital content that, I mean, it is just a mountain of information on there. If you want to learn how to navigate that, we're doing a library digital expo September 14th at the North Kenner Library. I mean, if you want to learn to speak a foreign language, movies, films, how to do technical, you know, photography lessons, things for kids, all on our digital content. Incredible amount of information. So we really want people to be able to know how to use that.
I actually won a spelling bee in third grade in Ms. Boudreaux's class. I don't remember the word, but I remember I got the Wizard of Oz. I got the book as a prize, and
you
I read the book.
You remember those things. Well, I remember.
Isn't it amazing?
You remember your win.
I know you were quite the athlete in high school. Do you remember anything that still haunts you? And it seems crazy after all these years. You're not Al Bundy and Pokai and what was the name of the show that he was on? But do you have anything that still haunts you today?
No, I did track and I love volleyball. I did tennis, but no, and I don't remember a lot of the games. I remember feeling the competition, but I would have friends like, remember when we won that game? I'm like, I don't have a memory of wins and losses very well. I just remember being really competitive and really trying to fight, you know, that athleticism. But I don't have a good memory of wins and losses.
The spelling
really,
bee, you do remember.
That's near and dear to me.
How about hurricane season coming up? Are you comfortable where Jefferson Parish is?
I am comfortable with where we are. And I, you know, we have spent the rest of the year going through and kind of doing an after assessment report. We're looking at where we could have improved and what we did well, and our teams are so much better. We're going to have more people out and sleeping in facilities and, you know, more resources out, backup generators out, fuel throughout the parish. But just concerned about the season as a whole and what, you know, Mother Nature has in store for us. But so far, so good. You know, we haven't had any July events, but, you know, we're coming into prime time, you know, toward the end of this month. I think we're all a little on edge, but we're ready to respond very quickly. And we did very well last year, and we can respond well. We just don't want to.
Amen.
Know?
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish, 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.